Lamentations chapter 3. I am the man who has seen affliction by the rod of his anger. He has led me, and brought me into darkness, but not into light. Surely he has turned against me. He turned his hand against me all the day. My flesh and my skin he has made old. He has broken my bones. He has built against me, and encircled me with bitterness and hard labor. He has set me in dark places, as those who are dead of old. He has hedged me about, that I cannot get out, he has made my chain heavy. Also when I cry and shout, he shuts out my prayer. He has enclosed my ways with cut stone, he has made my paths crooked. He was to me as a bear lying in wait, and as a lion in secret places. He has turned aside my ways, and pulled me in pieces, he has made me desolate. He has bent his bow, and set me as a mark for the arrow. He has caused the arrows of his quiver, arrow container, to enter into my heart. I was a derision to all my people, and their song all the day. He has filled me with bitterness, he has made me drunken with bitter wood. He has also broken my teeth with gravel stones, he has covered me with ashes. And you have removed my soul far off from peace, I have forgotten prosperity. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord, Jehovah, remembering my affliction and my misery, the bitter wood and the gall. My soul still remembers them, and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. It is because of the Lord's, Jehovah's, mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions do not fail. They are new every morning, great is your faithfulness. My soul says, the Lord, Jehovah, is my portion. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord, Jehovah, is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord, Jehovah. It is good for a man that he carry the burden in his youth. He sits alone and keeps silence, because he has carried it himself. He puts his mouth in the dust, if perhaps there may be hope. He gives his cheek to him who strikes him, he is filled full with reproach. Because the Lord will not cast off forever. But though he cause grief, yet he will have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. Because he does not afflict willingly nor grieve the children of men. To crush under his feet all the prisoners of the earth. To turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High, the Lord does not approve to subvert a man in his cause. Who is he who says, and it comes to pass, when the Lord does not command it? Does not evil and good proceed out of the mouth of the Most High? Why does a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins? Let us search and try our ways, and turn again to the Lord, Jehovah. Let us lift up our hearts with our hands to God in the heavens. We have sinned and have rebelled, you have not pardoned. You have covered with anger, and persecuted us. You have killed, you have not pitied. You have covered yourself with a cloud, that our prayer should not pass through. You have made us as the swept dirt and garbage in the midst of the people. All our enemies have opened their mouths against us. Fear and a snare has come upon us, desolation and destruction. My eye runs down with rivers of water for the destruction of the daughter of my people. My eye trickles down, and does not cease, without any intermission, until the Lord Jehovah looks down, and sees from heaven. My eye affects my heart because of all the daughters of my city. My enemies chased hard after me, like a bird, without cause. They have cut off my life in the dungeon, and cast a stone upon me. Waters flowed over my head. Then I said, I am cut off. I called upon your name, O Lord, Jehovah, out of the low dungeon. You have heard my voice. Do not hide your ear at my breathing, at my cry. You drew near in the day that I called upon you, you said. Do not be afraid. O Lord, you have pleaded the causes of my soul. You have redeemed my life. O Lord, Jehovah, you have seen my wrong, judge my cause. You have seen all their vengeance and all their imaginations against me. You have heard their reproach, O Lord, Jehovah, and all their imaginations against me. The lips of those who rose up against me, and their device plan, against me all the day. See their sitting down, and their rising up. I am their music. Give to them payment, O Lord Jehovah, according to the works of their hands. Give them sorrow of heart, your curse to them. Persecute and destroy them in anger from under the heavens of the Lord Jehovah.